Father, we thank you we can gather. We thank you for your precious word. And Lord, help us to focus on you. Help us to transition out of what's happening in the world all around us that's from the other side. And may we focus what's happening by you all around the world on the right side. Help us to know we're coming from victory, not from defeat. Help us to know that we're here for a reason. And Lord, may we stand for you. So this morning, Lord, help us to glean from your word once again. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Psalm 64. Now this is, you can circle this one and say, when I am in fear. This is a psalm when David is in fear. And the first six verses, he's going to describe the craftiness of the evil one, the craftiness of those that are causing you to fear. And you'll see a great emphasis on the tongue. So those of you, like me, who have some problems bridling our tongue, this is a good psalm to get a sense of what pain can be inflicted by the tongue. Tremendous pain can be deflected by, probably much more by our tongue than by any other bodily thing we do. I mean, we never normally don't go around punching people in the face that gives them an injury that they may feel for life, but you can do that with the tongue. You can cut them down with the tongue and they never get over it in a way. So fear, 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 fear is what is in this psalm. And we see also, my God, my God, my God, which is in this psalm. And the whole idea here is to go from a position of focusing on yourself, where your problem is big and God is small, to go to the other side and focus on the Lord through prayer and praise. And you get small. You get so small, you disappear. Your huge problem gets so small, it's inconsequential, really, from an eternal issue. I mean, just think about the big problems you have. Aren't they all pretty much related to the next maybe week or month or year or maybe even long term, 5 years? Anybody worried about something after 5 years from now? I don't think very much. But yet, the promises we have pretty much are all about, for the believer, about eternity. About eternity. So we're going to look at this psalm, and it's talking about fear. So I found this song always, I will not fear, in here is over and over and over. And then my God, my God, my God. My God is even exceeding in this song, I will not fear. And so that's also the right balance, isn't it? So let's just sing this as we begin this morning. Words are on your front page.
My foes are many, they rise against me, but I will hold my ground. I will not fear the war, I will not fear the storm. My help is only, my help is only. I will not fear. will not fear the storm. My help is on the way. My help is on the way.
To that. Psalm 64, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongues like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who will see them? They devise iniquities. We have perfected a shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of man are deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded, so he will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them shall flee away. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider his doings. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. And every time I see this psalm, I think, yeah, that was written just for this month, this week, 3,000 years ago. The enemy is the same, hasn't changed, never will change until Satan is out of here. And whether he takes the form of globalism or whether he gets behind the communist Chinese or whether he gets behind whatever, he's always the enemy. He's always orchestrating it, right? We have one enemy. He has no more power today than he has ever been allowed to have power. He may be more frantic, but he still is under a chain to his Creator. We must not forget that. I think at times we think, you know, who can make war against the beast? I mean, it's just overwhelming. We don't even have a chance. Poor little Christian me. I mean, I'm just going to be crushed by all this. Oh, really? That isn't really looking my eyes on him, is it? I don't think so. So we see now, we begin here with an answer to fear. He says, hear my voice. It's interesting that David would cry out, I want you to hear my words, not just my heart. I want you to hear my words. O God, in my meditation, or in my complaint, or in my prayer, that could be translated. Preserve my life. It doesn't say preserve my life from the enemy, does it? It says preserve my life from fear of the enemy. How often are we paralyzed with fear? If we think it through, we know there's really no real danger to us. You think Satan's ever going to overcome you? That you don't even have a chance? Well, you can't think that through and pay much time in this word, because that's not the way it works. He's defeated. He was defeated 2,000 years ago. With the blood of Jesus, you've been purchased with that blood. You've been sealed by the Spirit. You're his. Nothing can take that away or upset that. Doesn't matter what happens on the outside. But he does say, hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword. Anybody come to mind there, like half or most or 99% of the world leaders? Sharpening their tongue like a sword, they bend their bows to shoot their arrows. And what are their arrows? Bitter words. That they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Or at the righteous. Now, David is not saying he's without sin, but basically he's saying there, as we would say, we're righteous. We're his, blameless in that regard, and that we're not running around blaspheming God all the time. That they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and they do not fear. Now, all of these enemies, whether it's globalism or whether it's communist China or whoever it is, they have no fear of God. In fact, they don't believe in God. If there is a God, I'm a God. They want to be God. That's the whole idea here behind all this control, is man wants to be God. So you and I think about, hey, don't you fear God? They say, I don't believe in God. No, there's no God. If there is a God, I'm it. Just think how twisted that is. But that's Satan, isn't it? Isn't that satanic? Sir, certainly it is. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. Oh, yes, they get together and what do? They lay snares secretly. They lay snares secretly. They say, who will see them? They have no fear of God. Who will see them? They devise iniquities, saying, we have perfected a shrewd scheme. Wow. Let's think about the world powers for a minute and all of their shrewd scheming. Never has been absent, never will be absent. Well, I won't say that. Maybe tomorrow, next day, it will be, because God's coming back. The Lord's coming back. We have perfected a shrewd scheme, both the inward thought and the heart of man are deep. The other side is totally given over to wickedness. One of the things I heard last night with Charlie Kirk on the Futures Conference thing was quoting right out of Klaus Schwab's book, basically, on really getting the explanation on transgenderism. You think, how in the world could anybody want our doctors to permanently mutilate children? Well, remember, behind all this is, I want to be God. What greater sense of deity could I have than having control over changing the law of God? I can change the sexes. I can do all these kinds of things. because I have the power to do it. And so that's what's behind all this. They want just total control. They want to have the body being able to be uploaded to a cloud. And this is really exciting for the dictators because they could live forever then. That's their forever. They want their bodies forever preserved in the cloud. You upload all of your characteristics from your brain and everything else. That's you, they say. And we can do that. Now we're close to having that, to where we can take what's in the body and putting it into electronic media. And we say, oh no, I have to think of that terrible thing. Well, don't get too concerned. God's in control. God's in control. But it does answer a lot of questions. And another thing, of course, that they have as a goal, they want to depopulize. We got too many people. We got to get rid of particularly the weak people because they're not efficient. We got to remove all the efficiency in our... The reason people are in bondage is because of the inefficiency. I mean, it's just, it's demonic. It's wicked. But this is what they're doing here. Their inward thoughts in the heart of man are totally given over to the evil one. But I love verse 2 words in verse 7. But God. You know, you can make a study of but gods in the Bible and you could never end that sermon. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Now, up above, it's talking about verse 3. They bend their bows to shoot their arrows, plural. How many arrows does it take from God? One. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they're wounded. So he will make them stumble over their own tongue. So that's coming. Actually, we had some examples of that. Did anybody hear any gaffes this week by our president? Or our number 2 vice president? Or number 3 Nancy Pelosi? I heard the quotes this morning on the way over just briefly, and if you didn't hear it, you know, in one of his messages, Biden was talking about where's Jackie, who had already died, like he's talking to the dead. I mean, ooh. And then the number 2 vice president, she's making a prepared remarks to South Korea, in which she says the U.S. is totally behind the Republic of North Korea. That's what she said. And then Pelosi, when asked about or something about aid to Florida, she said, well, we have to be careful with the money because of Iran. Of Ian. Now, why is she thinking about giving money to Iran unless they're going to do it? So here we have, they're stumbling all over their words, and that's good in a way, and yet it just shows the depravity. That's our leaders, our 3 top leaders in the world, in our world right now, in this country. In 1 week, they both all have their foot in their mouth, right? Or whatever. Anyway, enough of that. He will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them shall flee away. All men shall fear. Make no mistake about it. The wicked are going to live in fear. There will be no peace, as we read over and over in the scripture, for the wicked. So all of these Klaus Schwabs and all these other guys who are priding themselves on their brilliance and their ability to get around all restraints that man has, they're going to be never experiencing peace. They're always going to be in fear. Even though they will claim there's no God, they'll be in fear. And it says, all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. That's eventually. Everybody will be judged. And on Judgment Day, we don't read any complaints about the judgment that's meted out because it's always perfect, right? But they will so rue the day in about, I think, a few seconds after they take their last breath and suddenly be revealed to them what's ahead. All men shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider his doings. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord. So where the wicked will have no peace, always in fear, the righteous, on the other hand, shall be glad in the Lord. How glad are you in the Lord? Well, in this group, we probably would all say, we're really glad in the Lord. But we go out that door, and about the 12th or 13th or 15th item of bad news, all of a sudden we are, well, I'm not thinking much about the Lord anymore. I'm thinking about all these other things, right? But the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in Him. This in Christ, in Him, in God, so important. And all the upright in heart shall wring their hands. Is that what it says? All the upright in heart shall glory. Some of you are in the Revelation, or not the Revelation anymore, in the Romans study now, and we've been talking about glorification and the unbelievable things that are ahead for the believer in glorification. You know, I always just thought, oh, I'll get a new body. That's going to be really great. Yes, it's going to be great, but much more than that, we're all going to share in the glory of God. Something far above what Adam ever experienced. So we're not just going to go back to pre-sin times in the Garden of Eden, although we are. It's going to be that we're going to be there, but we're going to be much higher than that, because we're going to be sharing in the glory of God. And we'll be with Him in heaven, ruling, reigning forevermore. Think about that. And all of these names that we hear back, and you can go back in history, we made Napoleon or whoever, I mean, I don't know what where Napoleon's spirit was or anything else, but they were big names at one time, Adolf Hitler and so forth, big names at one time. You don't hear much about them anymore, and you never will, because they're done. So, Father, we just thank You for Your faithfulness, and Lord, help us to take our fear to You. And how do we do that? By praising Your name and by praying to You and taking time quietly with You to see You at work in the whole world, which You are working on our behalf, whether or not we know it, it's going on. And prayer helps us to quiet down enough to see what You're doing and hear from You what You're doing and what You want to do in us. And so, Lord, we are blessed. We are so blessed. And we do want to finish well, because time is short for all of us. And You have us here for a reason. And we have the good news. You have not withheld it from us. So, Lord, help us. May we use these moments this morning to pray as You would lead us by Your Spirit. And may You be honored in these prayers, Lord, as we would be focused on You and not on ourselves, Lord. Too much of that always for us, but to look to You. So lead us now by Your Spirit in Jesus' name. So let's pray for a few minutes. And Father, as we think of the tragedies around, we're so grateful how You've blessed this nation. In 6 months or so, Florida will be restored. Plenty of money, plenty of materials. Cuba will not even have anything done to it. Think of all of the thousands that perished in Pakistan in the flood. No aid there, no help there, no restoration there. So we thank You for the provisions that You have blessed this nation with. And we so agree that through these times we would turn to You. Turn to You, not to man, not looking at man's provision, but looking to You. So we thank You. As we remember today how this psalm ended in the last verse, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in Him, and trust in Him. This song came to mind, Cornerstone. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, says I dare not trust. The sweet is frame, but holy trust in Jesus' name. So as it would say, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in Him. Let us sing this song, understanding the beauty of the name of Jesus and how we want to totally and wholly trust in Jesus' name. So let's sing along.
Mm-hmm.
my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ
Father, those words, in every high and stormy gale. We do pray for the Carolinas and Virginia right now as the storm has now moved into those areas, and the fear that's there. We even have a fear psalm, but they would turn to you. We pray for a great harvest of souls all the way through these kinds of things, and may your hand be so clear to the people, and we know that whoever calls on you will not be turned away. May many call on you today. May this be the day of salvation for many.